My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Sonatotum, where I provide personal opinions, advice, reflection, and recommendations to help you and me stay human while building a successful, healthy, creative writing life. Sonatotum is the podcast companion to Scribtotum, my blog, at mattselznick.com. And now, the show. Hey, it's episode 7, and it's, what is it? It's Saturday night. This is exactly how we roll at the Lush and Lavish studios of MWS Media. It's a Saturday night, so here I am in the apartment, in the studio, in the, it's not a studio apartment, though. What do you know about that? Doing this episode for you. You know, I've spent a good part of my day already with headphones on, twisting dials. I admit maybe I'm a little burned out now that it's almost 10 o'clock at night, but that very same thought made me realize that, well, there's a podcast in there. See, what I did today was I created a video and then did all the post-production crap that you have to do to make the video actually something that can be presented to the world. It was a video for my Patreon page. Now, I mention Patreon and being a patron every episode. And one of the things that's recommended for your Patreon page is that you have a pitch video. So I created this pitch video, and it made me realize that it's been probably a year since I've done any video recording, video production, other than, you know, the real quick 14-second Instagram things I do most nights. And I'm rusty. Ooh, boy. Very, very rusty. Just with editing and well, you know, the whole bit. So it's not perfect, this video. It's probably a little too long, and it could be more concise. And the lighting's not great. In fact, a lot of the lighting was from outside, and I don't know if maybe a cloud went over the sun or something, but about two-thirds of the way in, the whole sort of tone of the picture changes. And yeah, I could have tried to mess with color correcting it and all that stuff, but I don't have those kinds of skills. And probably more to the point, I didn't want to take the time to learn them. There's a reason I'm talking about all this. I got a podcast idea out of this. There's a couple of things. First of all, why did I even need to make the video in the first place? Well, you know, I have this Patreon page, and some of these podcasts that I do for you, you know, most of them have been all about kind of the soft stuff, the mental health stuff, the inspirational stuff. You know, the podcast art for this show says, make stuff, find success under your own terms, and stay sane while you're doing it. Well, finding success, that middle one, you're not going to find any success if you don't reach out to the people who might be interested in your stuff. That means marketing. And making this video is part of that. You gotta sometimes do the stuff that's not as fun. So I put myself out there by making this video. It was uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable making the ask. A Patreon pitch video is basically, hey, please be my patron. Please give me $1 a month, $3 a month, $5 a month. And in return, I'll, you know, make these podcasts and write those blog posts and all that stuff. It's uncomfortable. You know, as much as I believe in the idea of neo-patronage, as much as I am grateful for the people who are my patrons already, and as willing as I am to be other people's patron, man, there's something deeply ingrained that it's uncomfortable to make the ask. But, did it anyway. I slept in, and you know, you ever have those days where you sleep in too far, too much? and you never quite crawl out of that sort of groggy feeling. Probably doesn't help that I've spent all day inside this apartment working on stuff. And sometimes, man, you work on stuff and you never know while you're working on it if it's going to mean a damn thing, if it's going to make any difference. So I feel a little bit of that today, but I did it anyway, right? That's my point. You know, you got to do the marketing. And boy, I'm feeling some strong imposter syndrome right now. I'm standing in front of this microphone, just like I sat in front of that camera. And I'm so tired. And I'm not like physically tired. I'm emotionally tired. I'm mentally tired. I need... There's a thing that was running through my head the other day. You know how... I don't know if this is still the case, but it used to be that cell phones and laptops, the batteries in them, they would never completely recharge unless you let them drain all the way down. And then they would take a better charge and the charge would last longer. I feel like I've just been topping off the tank emotionally, mentally. I feel like I need to do something that completely drains the charge as far as the extrovert side of my personality. I feel like I need to use up all my capacity for being social so that I can recharge my desire to create, to feel confidence in what I'm doing. I'm not sure. All this stuff is coming up just right now. But it really, I think it is behind the sense, the feeling that, you know, you put these things out there and sometimes it's difficult to tell if you're having any impact. And I'm not looking for a bunch of well-wishing. Every episode I put out of this podcast, I get a comment or two that people appreciate it, that they like it, that it makes a difference, and that means something to me. I guess I'm just feeling a little bit of a low ebb. And yet, damn it. this is what I'm here to tell you. And yet, I made a video. When I finished the video, and I put it up on YouTube and I talked about it on Facebook. Like you do. I knew that there was a podcast episode behind it, or, you know, that could be taken from the experience. You know, the phrase I kept using is that I can teach what I have learned. And, you know, I'm not here in this episode. I'm not going to teach you how to do a Patreon video. That's not practical. So what is it that I learned that I can teach you? I guess we've already been talking about it, right? That I'm experiencing some kind of crisis of confidence, but I did the thing anyway. I did the thing. I took a shower. I went and got some food, brought it back to the apartment, ate, looked at the clock and thought, oh God, do I really have to do a podcast episode? Here I am, though, because it's been a week. And you and I, we've got a relationship, we've got a commitment, right? I do this, you show up and listen to it. And together we grow. So you show up. You just show up. It is hard to hold on to the certainty that what you're doing has value and has meaning and is important. And let's face it, we'll have a return on the investment of time and energy and money. It's hard to hold on to that sometimes. I used to play in bands, right? And there's this thing that happens, at least it happened to me. You get up there and you have a good show. People are dancing or rocking out or whatever. And then it's over and you go home and you're laying on your bed trying to kind of come down. Your ears are buzzing from the volume and you're just laying on your back on your bed in the non-silence with nothing but the ringing in your ears. You're in the exact same place you were when you woke up that morning, before the great show with the adoring crowd, and nothing has actually changed. And your life won't be any different the next day. Man, I used to get some serious post-performance depression. Just the high is so great while you're playing that the ordinary becomes subordinary. It becomes just a bummer. Well, you know, I guess I'm experiencing a little bit of that tonight. I had fun making the video. I mean, actually doing the editing and all that stuff. It's interesting. It's like a puzzle, you know, it's a challenge. But when that's all done, yeah, I do. I wonder, what's it for? What's it really for? Is there something I could have done today that would have had or will have a greater return on the investment of time and energy? The answer is, I don't know. Maybe. I'm just trying to go down the checklist of things that back in March I said I needed to do as part of my reset, as part of my starting over as a kind of beginner in my creative journey. Making that video was one of those things that I was supposed to do, so now it's done. It's up there. It's out there. Done. What's next? I know what's next. So I'll start working on that. And in the meantime, I do this podcast, and I love this podcast. It's fun. It's only episode 7, and I know better than anybody, it's a slow, slow climb with podcasts. And the most important thing about a podcast is that the people who do the show keep showing up. So that the people who listen, that's you, my friends, so that you folks keep showing up. And together we build trust. I feel like this episode is such a bummer. All the same, we have a pretty obvious point of discussion here, don't we? What do you do when you experience that crisis of confidence in your own creative work, in your own creative worth? How do you handle it? How do you get out of it? Have you been stuck in it? Is that why you haven't made anything lately? Do you have a lot of stuff that's half finished because of this lack of confidence? Do you experience the big high-low after you've created something? I know I'm not alone in this. How do you, dear listener, deal with it? How do you get through it? How do you get past it so that you come to the next thing on the list with enough energy and vitality to do it? I would love to know. The rest of the listeners would love to know. For myself, I think it's compartmentalization. I just wake up the next day and I do the next thing. And I just keep pushing with the attitude that it's going to work. What do you do? Leave me a comment in the show notes for this episode, episode 7. You can go to mattselznick.com/sonatotum, or you can just go to sonatotum.com. They'll take you to the same place. You can send me an email at mwsmedia@gmail.com. Let's talk about it, right? What do you do? If you're interested in launching a Patreon page for yourself, do me a favor, check out the show notes and use the link there. There's a little something in it for both you and me, courtesy of our friends at Patreon. If you start a Patreon page through the link you'll find in my show notes for episode 7. So consider that. It's funny, I don't have a problem making the ask when it's like an affiliate thing like that. Because I'm just asking you to... Oh my God, that's it. I'm asking you to spend money on something that's not mine. If you're just discovering the show, I strongly recommend you go back and listen to episodes 1 through 6. Some of the episodes are going to be like this one, because the whole point is to be transparent and open and vulnerable, and I'm feeling all those things tonight. But I'm here to tell you, folks, it's going to happen. You're going to feel like this sometimes. You're going to feel like I do. You just have to keep showing up, because you make stuff. It's what you do, right? I make stuff. Anyway, if you've just discovered the show, please consider subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts: iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Overcast, all those. It's everywhere. Please consider subscribing. Or at the very least, tell somebody else about this show. Get them to listen. And again, if you're not already a patron, you should go to patreon.com/Matt Selznick. Check out that pitch video. And please become a patron for no more than $5 a month. You'll get uncut, unedited editions of every episode of this show a few days before the rest of the world gets the edited version. You'll get my serial fiction project, Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights, How It All Got Started. New installments of that every 2 weeks. There's already over 30,000 words of fiction there for you to enjoy when you're a patron. And even if you only pledge at the dollar a month level, you will get every single thing I make in the electronic medium. Songs, podcast episodes, ebooks. You will get everything as long as you maintain your pledge. Patreon.com/Matt Selznick. Also, please, again, feedback and discussion is so important to me. And it really makes a difference and really expands the value of this show. You can leave a comment at the show notes at mattselznick.com/sonatotum, or just go to sonatotum.com. I made the video. I said I was going to make the video. I made the video. I did the thing. Go do your thing. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.